We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Ayin Dal Amar Aleph, and we're beginning two lines from the top of Ayin Dal Amar Aleph. We had a shayla on Daf Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph if Oral is allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. The Gemara wasn't sure. Rav Sheish brought a raya from a Mishnah Mikurim, and the Gemara slogged up the raya. That's Rav Sheish held that Oral Takok is also a Maisa Sheni. But the Gemara did not, the Gemara slogged up that raya, so we don't know. So we're talking more rayas. Toshima. Says in the Brayson, "Shtar boy tzitzim ma'akim esamila." If a child got a mila and the tzitzim, the little cuticles that were ma'akiv the mila, they weren't cut off completely. The arla, the foreskin was not cut off completely. The halacha is a reza ina oichol loy b'truma, can't eat truma because it's called the arav loy pesach, can't eat karm pesach, loy b'kachim, he can't eat kachim. But loy b'meiser, and he can't eat meiser. Klar, a first of Brayson, he can't eat meiser sheni. My love, meiser dogo. We're talking about meiser of tvua, and we see klar that they can't eat meiser sheni if you are. And the Gemara loy ma'isa behema. It's referring to ma'isa behema is the tenth behema, and you bring it as a carbon. So it's a carbon, and that's why just like you can't eat kachim, you can't eat ma'isa behema also. Right? The Gemara ma'isa behema and a kachim. Ma'isa behema is kachim. It's the same thing. So why do you have to repeat it over? So from Gemara says back, "Latameich milatran pesach and kachim." It says pesach and kachim. So you see, it says two things kachim. So that's not shver. Vishlam a pesach a kachim tzrichi diton a pesach. If only it's a pesach, you would say since it says by pesach chol ora lo yechol boy. But Pesach Siva, that's why it's also a kachim. Maybe you say kachim doesn't have the issa. Vital a kachim, the right says kachim. I mean, my kachim Pesach. What's the taich of kachim Pesach? So therefore, you have to say kachim and Pesach to include everything. But ma'is behem, you don't need. Well, ma'is behem, you don't have to pre-lais behem. You said Pesach, kachim, that's everything. Why do you have to say ma'is behem? So it must be it's ma'is dogam. The moral answer is no. Maybe you're right, it's ma'is dogam, it's not ma'is sheni. Dilma ma'is rishon. There's a shittas Rav Meir who holds that the only one who's allowed to eat Meiser Rishon is a non-Zar, a Kain or a Levi. But a Zar cannot eat Meiser Rishon. Cannot eat Meiser Rishon. You have to know exactly what the shita of Rav Meir is. We'll see later on. But he holds that a Zar cannot eat it. Cannot eat Meiser Rishon. So then it makes sense that since a Zar can't eat it, it makes sense that Aral can't eat it. But Meiser Sheni is still a Shaila. Meiser Sheni will still be a Shaila. Zot the Gemara. Zot the Gemara weiter. Not a Raya. Try to bring it all right. Toshimab. Tanar Chia by Rabbi Diftri. Oral also with Shtei Meisers. Oral is also in two Meisers. My love, Echa Meiser Dog, Echa Meiser Payment. That would in turn mean that Meiser Sheni is also by Oral, is also Meiser Sheni. So come on, no, Hakanami, what's Meiser Dagon? Meiser Rishon V'Rameyer. It's going according to Rameyer, it's Meiser Rishon, which is also Lazar. So we still don't have a raya about Meiser Sheni. Toshima, it says in Brayos like this, it's contrasting Meiser, Truma, and Paro. Oinin Osar B'Meiser, which is in the first apostolic, it says Lechalti Ba'oini Mimenu. So Oinin Osar B'Meiser, Mutu V'Truma Paro. It's Mutu Truma Paro. Truma we know, because we asked him before a few times, V'chol Zor Lechol Kodesh, Zaris Asarti Lach V'Loy Aninus, it's not also by Truma. And Paro also, there's no Isser of Oinin. Tfulyoim, which means someone who touched the sheretz and something like that, and it became tameh and he was tivel. He didn't have hair of shemesh. The loch is also a chuma. He's not like a chuma. We're going to dash that on oven base. Umutta v'parav meiser, but meiser is mutter and par is mutter by also. Mechusa kapurim, someone who is like a zav or metzayra that still has to bring kabbanis, even if he went to the mikveh and hair of shemesh, it's called mechusa kapurim until he brings the kabbanis. Also b'parav, he's also a parav. Umutav v'chuma meiser, he's mutter and chuma meiser. Are you going to ask me, Stam, in the Cheshbin, it says also v'paro. We just said before, Tfol Yom is mutter v'paro. So, what do you mean? Even Mechusa Kippurim, which is past Harav Shemesh, is also v'paro. How could Tfol Yom be mutter? So Rashi asks this kasha, and Rashi says, it depends what type of tumma. If it's a tumma that needs carbon, so then by paro you have to wait till he brings the kapara. But if it's a type of tumma that does not have a kapara, then tvila alone is good. For example, tumma meis, v'sheretz, the mutaba, because there you don't need Harav Shemesh. And Tfil Yom is enough. But Mechusa Kippurim is a problem by Paro. It says, Ad Kan, Habrais is contrasting all the halachas. V'misa, we have another one. Nisli, Oral Osta V'chuma, Umutta V'paro V'maisa. V'misa, we have another one. You can say like this. Oral Osta V'chuma, how you know Oral Osta V'chuma, Tupshat, in the Gemara before. Either Gzer Shav from Pesach, or it's Ish Mezera Aaron. And so Oral is also a Truma, Mutta, Parah, and Meiser. And it's Mutta, and Parah, and Meiser. Like I said before, that Parah is Mutter by Oral. And Meiser, maybe it's a Pshitas of the Shaila. Meiser if it would be mutter also, so then you would say that aros also a chuma or mutter para maisa. Since it doesn't say that, it must be that, because you can't say mutter para maisa. Sounds like the maisa is also aros also a maisa shiny. So the Gemara, no. The reason why I don't say oral is because high tana de Rabbi Akiva here, the marbilel oral katame. This brisa is going according to Rabbi Akiva, holds that oral taka is usher like a tame, it's usher in para. The tanya, Akiva ima, ishish le rabbi is oral, ishish is marba oral, this pasuk is marba oral regarding truma, and that teaches us that oral is like a tame. If oral is like a tame, it's usher in a para. We had this Gemara before, now I'm giving a base. If it's like a tame, it's usher in a para. So therefore, can't say that oral usher with truma muta para of maisa, because para will be usher. And Maisa is still a Shaila, but it couldn't say this cloud because it's not true, because Paro definitely is also. So like upon him, and that's how, and some say, I mean, even, fear of Akiva, maybe even Maisa would be also, and that's why I couldn't say it. At least fear of Akiva would be a Raya. That Maisa is also, because like a Tomei, that's a Shaila, and two will share Gemara, that's why I ain't Gimel and Beis. But like upon him, and the Shaila before, I ain't Gimel and Beis. If it's Mamish like a Tomei, on Daf, I ain't Beis and Beis. If it's Mamish like a Tomei, or not like Mamish like a Tomei, like upon him, The Gemara is saying it's not a riot from here because you can say it's going according to Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara interjects, man tana the polyglot of Rabbi Akiva. Who's the tana or argues Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva holds oral is katame, and we said therefore by para will be usher, or oral will be usher by para aduma because like a tame. Who's the man or argues Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara tana the Rabbi Yosef Ababli. It's a tana of the tana kama of Yosef Ababli. Tana into the brisa. Sreifas oinein umechusu kapurim ksheira. Einin that does Sreif as a para, or Mechusa Kapurim does it as kosher. Rabbi Yosef Ababli Omer, Einin Ksheira, but Mechusa Kapurim is psula. Einin is kosher, and the Mechusa Kapurim is possible. So you see the Tanakama holds, the Mechusa Kapurim is kosher. So the Chalik is Rabbi Yosef and the Tanakama, if Mechusa Kapurim is kosher or possible by para aduma. What does that have to do with Oral? So Rashi, the Chihechi, the Palag of Mechusa Kapurim, you can say also argues on Oral. So the Mandiomo argues on Rekiva, Zalk the Gemara, is the Tana of Yosef Ababli. So Taisa has a few questions on this pshat. First of all, he says, what shaykh is Mechusa Kapurim to Oral? That's question number one. And question number two is, we know who argues on Rav Akiva. You know who argues on Rav Akiva? The Rav Eliezer holds that you don't dash in Ishish Zer Aaron. Why do you have to come on to Tana, the Yosef Bavli? And then what Taisa has a bunch of kashas. The Goyin, the Gra over here, takes out this whole Gemara because of that. He says, the Kama Dachu Zer Mepharshim takes out the whole thing, takes out this whole line of the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara, right. But we have before that fear of Akiva, maybe, and for sure Rav Sheshis holds that the oral is also the Maisa Sheni. But after Rav Yitzchak Sava, oral also the Maisa. Rav Yitzchak holds as well that oral is also in Maisa Sheni. Dom Rav Yitzchak, Menayin la oral also the Maisa. How do we know that oral is also the Maisa Sheni? Nema menu be Maisa. It says the word be menu by Maisa. It says Leichalti be Oini be menu, Velibarti be menu. It says be menu by Maisa. Same thing, the word menu by meiser is oral is oser boy. So it's a gzeres shav menu menu from Pesach. That just like a Pesach is called oral yechabai, and the dear says word menu by meiser sheinu also menu teaches us that it's also by oral. Zok the Gemara Mufni. This Gzer Shava must be extra words. The loy Mufni, because if the words are not extra, the words we meant are not extra, Ikla Mifrach, you can make a Pircha. Because the klal is, if it's not a Gzer Shava Mufna, you can have a Pircha. So Ikla Mifrach, Ma'ala Pesach, there's a Pircha here, Ma'ala Pesach, and Chayav Lom Shem Pigel, Noyse Vatame. There's Pesach as a Ma'ala over Ma'isa Sheni, that there's Pigel Noyse Vatame. So therefore, you can't learn that from each other. So it must be it's Mufna. Taisa speaks out, you could have said some other milas. Taisa could have said pancakes, like pancakes. But there, take out the samach, because samach means osir to oinain, I think, and there by Maisa Sheni, it's osir to oinain also. So you have to take up the samach, but upon him, the Gemara says, you have a pircha over here. You have a pircha that you can't have a pesach, so it must be mufni. The Gemara says, yeah, you're right, lie. Ofnui mufni. It's tako, the words are mufna. My mufni. Why are the words mufna? Amar Rav, Amar Yitzchak. Tlosa mimenu ksivir pesach. By carbon pesach, it says three times mimenu. It says, the three times mimenu is, al teichlu mimenu nam vashon vashon vamayim, kiim tliyeis roisha akrav al kirba. One thing it says mimenu there. Lo yisiru mimenu ad baiker. Vanoisu mimenu ad baiker, beishish reifu. It says three times mimenu. So, chad legufei. One's legufei. You need it for the parasha alone. What does it mean, legufe? So Taisa speaks out, it means that when it says, al toichlo mimenu no, don't eat it raw, you would think maybe it's talking about the matzah mar also. Teretitza mimenu, daft from Pesach, is there a problem eating it raw? So one word mimenu is legufe. Vechad exer shava, once for exer shava to maise sheni. Vechad, the man de omar, ba, kosu, is going to say, lecha say al chaloisa. I said, that means the pasuk at the end says, vanoiser mimenu ad biker beisha shreifu. And there's two pshatim of what this pasuk is teaching us. One man yama holds that really it's a lav, so you should get malchus. But the Gemara says, the pasuk says that there's a asay, and that will fix up the lois asa. So therefore, we need that pasuk to say that it fixes up the lois asa. The other man yama learns that means, it says ad biker again to teach us that you can't, that sometimes you can't burn the noisa until the next morning. When is that? It's on yontif. On yontif, you're not allowed to burn noisa. So either way, since it needs this whole extra part of the pasuk teaches halachas, it says mimenu agav that. So let's read it inside. So one was for the gufei, one's for the gzereshav and chad. Lamandi yomar holds ba kosev din lacha seyach aloisase. If you don't know, learns pshat in the pasuk, that's a seyach aloisase. I did the ksiva noiser. It says noiser. I won't say this halacha. That's a say ksiv nami mimenu. Well, lamandi yomar, that's what says mimenu. Just because that's part of the pasuk. But this mimenu is noiser mimenu as boikem beis shreifum. Lamandi Yomai, that's teaching us that you burn it the next morning, for example, Yontif. I did Iksiv Ad Baika, since it says, the extra Ad Baika, Iksiv Nami Menu. So, Akaponim, those are the three Menus by Pesach, one Lekufei, one Lekzer Shava, and one Agav, the end of the Pasuk, Ad Baika Yisrael, Givaldik. What about Maisa? Plus the Menu, Iksiv Maisa. What are the three? The three are lechalti ba'oini mimenu, lebaarti mimenu betomet, lenasati mimenu lemeis. Those are the three mimenus. What's it for? Chad legufei, one's legufei. What's legufei mean? Those are zaketaisus shanim lafuke meiser rishon. That's mutter by oinin. That's chad legufei. The dafka mimenu and nothing else. Vechad l'ravavo on Rav Yechanan. One's for Ravo on Rav Yechanan, which is what that it's a miyut. Rav Yechanan says that there's a miyut that shemen shel truma that became tomei. You're allowed to use as fuel. The leibarti mimenu betame only meiser sheni has an iser to use it as fuel when it's tame, but not truma. That's drasha number two, and drasha number three. Vechad rosh lakish dom rosh lakish dom v'samoi menayil meiser sheni shnut mashmut lo soichai. How do you know that meiser sheni that became tame they allowed to shmir it? The halach is there's two halachas you have to know. Meiser sheni only can be eaten, drinking, or you could drink it, or you could shmir it. That's what you have to do with Maisa Sheni payers. Not halacha is, if they're Tameh, you can't eat it. So what about smearing it when it's Tameh? Because maybe you have a Havamina that's Sicha Kishtia. Smearing is like drinking. So this pasuk is teaching us that you're allowed to, you don't say Sicha Kishtia Legavi that, and you're allowed to smear it even though it's Tameh. How do you see it in the pasuk? Shunema. L'nesati mimenu l'meis. I didn't use it for a mace. Now, what does a mace do? A mace doesn't drink anymore. The only thing you can do is smear. So lemeisu le nesati holachai dumi de meis nesati eizet dovah shava b'chai meisim. What's something that's shara shava? It's a common denominator between a meis and a chayim. What would you use? Havayim is asicha, and saying le nesati menu le meis to teach us that it's only le meis he didn't do, but for a chay they would have used it even though it's maishenish nitma it's mutal asicha. So that's the third menu. So the three menus are one menu is a gufei lafukim ma'is rishon, another menu is to teach us that the fuke truma, and third menu is to see ilada shmir it. Oh, it's a good kasha. They attack. What's the gzera shel muf? No, more last kasha second. Yeah, wait a second. Yeah, maslamazutra. Ve'ema. Maybe first of times pshat and pasuk. Lansati ben lemeis. Maslamazutra. Ve'ema ligachloi oroin v'tachrichim. Maybe it's teaching us lansati ben lemeis is teaching us that you're allowed to buy or oroin and tachrichim with this. And saying like this, that even though Meiser, Sheni, Tahar, you only use Fahila, Shti, or Sicha, but if it's Tomei, maybe it's Mutter, Lechaliloi, Mutter to be paided, and buy Oren with it. And we're saying that I didn't buy Oren and Tachrichim with the Paris alone. I didn't use it for something that's not Achila, but Achai, Dumi, Demes, I would have used it to buy. If the pasuk telling was sati menu lemeis was, I didn't use the peiros itself for a mace, but maybe I'm allowed to sell it and use it and be paid it and use the money, the maaseh sheni money that I took the maaseh sheni shenitma, I was paid it, and then I take the money that I got from the Maisa Sheni Shenitma, I'm allowed to buy Oren and Tachrichim. I didn't use this Tvua for Mace, but I could use the money that I got from it. Maybe I could use that for a Mace. That's the Gemara's Kash. That's Taich. It sounds like we're handling to use something megufoy from the not from the something that was mechalal from the Paris itself. It sounds like we're making a drasha, and therefore the better to make a drasha that say v'isati menu lemeis, but lemeisu v'isati lechai dumi the meis that we did use. So that's why we want a taich like a Gemara taich. Rav Ashi Amar lo nesati dumi lechalti malahalam megufoy. Just like eating it is meguf and not from being paided, afkam megufoy. Here also means the goof itself. Like upon him, we're trying to say is like this, that we're just proving this drasha, and Satim and Lameis is just teaching us that you're allowed to smear my Shane Shnitma because you're making a diak. When Satim and Lameis, but Halachai Dim Lameis Lanadu. Don't say it means a different drasha for Tachrichim, because that's not from the goof of the Maisa Shani, that is from Maisa Shani that you're a paida. Akaponim, those are the three drashas of Menu. So now we're asked the kasha that we just asked, but Kati Muflim Tarachadu. It's only moved to one side. Only Pesach side, the menu of Pesach is extra, the menu, but by Maisa Sheni is not extra. So honey chavandi amah lemeid neveh mashivim. It's good for chavandi amah holds that mufna mitzad echad. If one of the words of the Gzeres Shavah is extra, that's enough to make Gzeres Shavah, and there's no pirchas, that's good. El chavandi amah lemeid neveh mashivim, ma'i kavim, what are you going to say? So our answer is, hach the Rav Om Rav Nachman, which is the drasha, that's memayit truma, that we say, dafka Maisa Sheni cannot be used as fuel when it's tamei, but not truma. So that drasha, we learn from somewhere else. Hachter avol ravavu ma'ikamem. Hachter avol medar nachman ravavu nafka. Dar nachman ravavu ma'idich sivani ani hinesat l'chayes meshmeres trumoisai. It says in the pasuk loshen ravim trumoisai. B'shtei trumois kosam adaber. Achas truma tahir. Achas truma tamei. But Rachman, I was about to say, Hine nesati l'cha. I gave it to you. Which is your use. Even Chumatame. That teaches us that what? Achas Chumatame, Achas Chumatame. But Rachman, l'cha, shalacha tahay, la'asaka tachat v'shalacha. To burn it under your tafsal. Akaponim, what we're saying is that we know the drasha that shemen shal truma, that's tame, you could use for fuel, is not because of diik from leba'arti menabatame. It's from a different drasha of shmeres trumoisai, which is two trumas. Therefore, we free up the extra menu to make the xerish of menu and menu. So, fida maniyam, and these muflim shay stodim, the menu was freed up because we learned out truma from the drasha of shmeres trumoisai, echas truma tay, echas truma tameya, shlachash tay, la'asaka, tachas, tevzecha, to burn under your tafsal.